This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Health experts at the University of Washington have given a grim virus prediction for the rest of the year in the United States. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation is forecasting worsening COVID-19 outbreaks in the Northern Hemisphere and predicting another 1.9 million deaths if governments don't take drastic action. The Institute's Dr. Christopher Murray worries about virus fatigue, reducing social distancing and the wearing of masks, along with the desire to boost the economy. He says most of the world's population lives in the Northern Hemisphere, where respiratory illnesses generally peak in the winter months. The Institute's model predicts this wave will peak in the United States in early December at about 2,900 deaths per day, and globally in mid-December, with 30,000 daily fatalities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization's Director General on Friday warned against vaccine nationalism amid attempts around the world to develop an effective vaccine against the coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also made it clear the WHO would not recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it is proved safe and effective.
They would only be used when they're found to be effective and safe.
Tedros's remarks came as Russia and China have started using their experimental vaccines before long-term studies have been completed. Other countries have also proposed streamlining authorization procedures. A down day on Wall Street before the Labor Day holiday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily defending himself against a report in The Atlantic that said he had spoken with disrespect about American troops that had been killed in action. At a news conference late Friday at the White House, the president angrily rejected the allegations, calling them false and a hoax.
When a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done so much for the military, can write things like that, and get away with it, where you actually ask questions on it, it's a disgrace.
Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee whose son Beau served in Iraq, said that the president owes military families an apology.
The president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted.
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers in 2018. The president has called the report fake news. President Donald Trump says that he has not received definitive proof that Kremlin opponent and Russian dissident Alexei Navalny was poisoned by Russian nerve agents. Speaking at a White House news conference, the president said that he would look into it, but had not seen the reports yet.
Well, I think we have to look at it very seriously if it's the case. And I think we will. There's nobody been tougher in Russia than I have.
Earlier this week, Germany said that it had definitive proof that Navalny had been poisoned by a Cold War-era nerve agent, Novichok. Navalny, a leading critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a flight from Siberia last week and is in a medically induced coma in Germany. The father of Jacob Blake says that his happy-go-lucky son is optimistic for his future, although he remains paralyzed from the waist down after being shot 7 times by a Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jacob Blake Sr. tells the AP his son is doing a little bit better. Blake says talks with his son focus on what he can do when he's out of the hospital, even if he's still paralyzed.
We'll go fishing in the chair together. I got a perfect spot for us.
Blake says he hasn't talked to his son about what happened before the shooting.
There's nothing that my son did that justifies getting shot 7 times in his back.
The Kenosha Police Union says Blake had a knife and refused orders to drop it. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.